This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional, and as I have said, we are looking at Romans, the 6th chapter, and verse 4. It says this: "For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism." Very, very powerful words from Paul there. You know, when I was 15 years old, I was baptized. I was fully immersed in water. I gave my heart to the Lord when I was 6. And already, by the time I was 10, I was beginning to rebel and go against God. And then one day, I decided to get baptized. It was my decision, and I was fully immersed in water when I was 15. And the pastor of the church had insisted that myself and the other people who were getting baptized studied the Gospel of Mark, and we did that along with the pastor each week for about 6 months or so. Now, to be honest with you, I'm not sure that that was necessary. What I am sure is, when you go through the waters of baptism, one fully understands what is taking place. And Paul says it right here: "For when we went into the waters of baptism, as we walked into those waters, and we were immersed," whether you believe in fully immersion, whether you believe in sprinkling water on the head, that is entirely up to you. I believe in fully immersion. I believe in that. I know it's right. I know it's right. I feel it's right. "For we died and were buried with Christ by baptism." So therefore, by being baptized in whatever way you think is baptism, but being baptized, we died. And we were buried with Christ. What does that tell you? It tells you that sin has gone. You see, if you look at verse 5, it goes on to say, "Since we have been united with him in his death, we will also be raised to life as he was. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin." That is what baptism does, and that is what it is supposed to do. But all of us fall short. All of us slip off that road. All of us sin. But the point I'm trying to make to you today is, when we are like Christ, when we try to become like Christ, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, that is what is happening to us. Sin has less of a hold. Because you see, as Paul says, we know that our old sinful nature was crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. Another thing that baptism does. Another thing we need to do to become more like Christ is to understand that because of the baptism that we have been through, our old self has died. That is what has happened. And a new self has emerged. A new self that is trying to become more and more like Christ. And on that journey that we go on, we know through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, through His unmerited favor on our lives, we know that forgiveness is just a prayer away. So when we fall, we can look toward Him and say, Father, forgive me. And as Jesus said, Father, forgive me, for they know not what they're doing. We can say, Father, forgive me, for I don't know what I'm doing sometimes. He is wonderful to forgive, because that is what He does. And as He forgives us, we are conquering sin. You see, sin has already been defeated by what Christ did on the cross at Calvary. And the evil one knows this. So all he can do is to tempt you into that sin. All he can do is to continue to bug you with it. But you can turn from it. And you can say, no. Get behind me, Satan. I'm not listening to your voice. And you can quote this scripture to him and say, for we died and were buried with Christ by baptism. Now go away, you silly little man. I just love to know that sin is dead. You know, I had the honor of baptizing some people in the Jordan River when we went to Israel the last time. It was wonderful. And if you have been baptized, I would never advocate you being baptized a second time. That should never happen. Why? Because you were baptized and your sin died. You may well have turned away from God, but God has never forgotten that, and He won't forget that. But if you haven't been baptized, and you have given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, then baptism is very, very necessary. Because as Paul says, through baptism, our sin and our lives, our old lives, have been buried when Christ was buried, when Christ died on that cross at Calvary. But then Jesus rose. And you will rise too. As you rise from the waters, you have a new life. You have a resurrection. And if you have not been baptized, I would urge you to certainly consider it. No, in fact, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say that if you haven't been baptized, I urge you to receive baptism. I urge you to go to the pastor of your local church and say, listen, I really need to be baptized. I told you that story of my friend who was looking after a Hell's Angel or a biker. And he gave his heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he'd never even seen the Bible, let alone read it. And he said to his friend, he said, I need to be washed in the water. And that was the Holy Spirit revealing that to him. He needed to be washed in the water. We need to be washed in the blood of the Lamb on a daily basis. But what is important, we need to go through the waters of baptism. And if you're making a decision to come with us to Israel, then I would absolutely deem it an honor to baptize you into the waters of the Jordan River. And if you would like that, then I would love you to send me an email today at studio@worshipradio247.org and just say, I want to be baptized. And if you wish, you can say, I'm coming to Israel with you and I would love you to baptize me in the Jordan River. But if you're not coming to Israel with me and you need baptism, I need you to email me as well, studio@worshipradio247.org, and just say, I need to be baptized. Then this is what I want you to do. I want you to tell me exactly where you are in the world, the name of the town, the country that you are in, and I will do some research for you and I will find out who can baptize you, and I will put you in touch with them as best and as quickly as I possibly can. But I need to know if you have been baptized. If you haven't, then do send me an email, studio@worshipradio247.org, and just say to me, I need to be baptized. And once again, just let me know where you are in the world, the name of the town and the name of the country that you're in, and I will do my best to put you in touch with the people that you need to be put in touch with. If you have not yet committed your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, and what I've been saying to you has stirred up something within you, then I would suggest this. The Lord is knocking at the door of your heart. And I want you to receive him now as your Lord and Savior. Just say these words. It's that simple. Heavenly Father, I am so sorry for the things that I have done wrong. I ask you now, in the name of Jesus, to come into my heart. Change my life, Lord God. And I promise you, I will follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've just said the words to that prayer, I want to hear from you too. studio@worshipradio247.org. And I want you to say, it was me. And the same thing, I want you to tell me where you are, the name of the town, village, and the name of the country that you are in. I will not broadcast your name if you don't want me to, but I will contact you, or the team will be contacting you to tell you what to do next. It's wonderful to be in the presence of Almighty God and to say to him, Lord, I love you. Father God, you are magnificent, and I give you my life readily today. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.